Virginia's junior U.S. senator says there's a difference between preferential treatment for family and condoning criminality. He tells CNN Capitol Police Officer Howie Liebengood, a Virginian who worked at the Capitol for 15 years, after basically growing up in the building because his dad was the sergeant at arms, was there on January 6, 2021.
After the attack on this place that had been a pillar of his life, he used his service revolver to die by suicide a couple of days after the attack because of the attackers that Donald Trump unleashed on this place. The fact that he would pardon people who were responsible for my friend, who was a Virginian's death, so many of them who committed criminal behavior, just condones future criminality. I wasn't happy with the Biden family pardons, but they're infinitely different and of lesser magnitude than the pardons of January 6th.
The sweeping pardons seemingly surprised those close to Trump. Vice President J.D. Vance said days before the pardons that people who committed violence that day obviously should not be pardoned. And Republican North Carolina Senator Tom Tillis said for many of them, it was probably the right thing to do. But anyone who is convicted of assault on a police officer, I just can't get there at all. I think it was a bad idea. End quote. The Fraternal Order of Police, which endorsed Trump, said in a joint statement with the International Association of Chiefs of Police that it was deeply discouraged by the pardons of people who assaulted officers. Ian Price, WFIR News.